In Baghdad, it has been another day of scattered, if frequently intense, battles. U.S. infantry forces consolidated their positions in and around bombed-out presidential palaces on the south side of the Tigris River, and U.S. Marines, moving from the eastern suburbs, began to advance cautiously toward the heart of the old city center on the north bank of the river. From the heart of Baghdad, NPR's Anne Garrels reports the U.S. attacks have broken the capital's spirit.
The fiercest fighting took place in the center of Baghdad. U.S. troops in the sprawling Republican Palace grounds repelled an assault by Iraqi units. For more than 7 hours, the banks of the Tigris resounded with artillery, rockets, mortars, and tank guns, backed up by the vicious strafing of A-10 warthogs. But the wounded poured in from all over Baghdad, in ambulances, taxis, private cars, even on foot. The emergency room at the Al-Kindi Hospital was covered with blood. By noon, the staff estimated they treated more than 100 civilians, but no one's counting anymore. According to Peter Tarabula of the International Committee of the Red Cross, there's now a permanent wave of mass casualties. Many hospitals won't let reporters in, presumably because they're overwhelmed by military casualties. But at Al-Kindi, many of the patients were women and children. A father carried in his 4-year-old son. He was pronounced dead on arrival. His 12-year-old daughter was also killed when a bomb hit the modest carpentry shop the family called home. His wife lay on a gurney, her beige sundress soaked in blood from the waist down. A doctor said she, too, would die and left to treat someone else. The hospital is understaffed, as doctors and nurses can't make it to work through the fighting. In the hospital morgue, there were already 15 corpses dumped in a walk-in refrigerator. Among them, the body of an Al Jazeera correspondent, still wearing his flak jacket. He was hit by an American bomb during the morning-long battle in the center of the city. Al Jazeera is one of the few news organizations permitted to maintain its own headquarters. Its building is situated near the Republican Palace and other strategic sites. The staff continued to work there despite the growing danger, and today it ended up in the middle of the battle. An American spokesman denied the military was targeting journalists, but the Al Jazeera bureau chief in Baghdad claimed the U.S. had deliberately hit the Arab television network because, he said, Americans don't want the world to see the crimes they're committing against the Iraqi people. But not even the Palestine Hotel, the main base for the rest of the foreign press, was safe today. The upper floors were hit by an American tank. Two cameramen who were filming from the balconies were killed. 3 other journalists were injured. U.S. Central Command said American soldiers believed there were Iraqi snipers in or around the hotel. Reporters in the hotel saw no evidence of this. Iraq's information minister was talking to reporters at the hotel when it was hit. Asked if Iraq would surrender, he dismissed the question, saying the capital, especially the commandos, are getting ready to wipe the Americans out. But much of the capital seemed deserted today. Many troops had disappeared from their sandbagged trenches, and Iraqis whispered about officers who were hiding at home. Dispensing with their usual reticence, many Iraqis today lashed out at Saddam Hussein for fostering a hollow army rife with corruption that's been unable or unwilling to fight. His much-vaunted elite forces have come in for particularly scathing criticism. Bitterness bubbled to the surface as Iraqis recall the humiliation and worse they've suffered at the hands of arrogant Republican guards. As one said, they were good at torturing, but they can't fight like real men. Some Shiites say Saddam signed his doom by refusing to permit the majority Shiites in the Republican Guard, including only Sunni Muslims from his hometown and tribe. As a point of honor, they note the resistance Shiites have put up in the south, comparing it favorably to what they say is a disaster in Baghdad. As an Iraqi checked out of a hotel, a friend told him not to bother to pay the bill. Tomorrow, he said, it will be in the hands of the Americans. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.